Starting, we're on Yud Beis Amud Beis and about 9 lines up from the bottom. Ushpazichne of the Rabbah Bar Chanan, the host of Rabbah Bar Chanan, Habalei, he had in his possession Isuraisa. Isuraisa is Lashon of Osa, forbidden, but when you're bound by something, you're not allowed to do it, so it's a bundle. He had a bundle de chardala of mustard, I suppose, with the stalks as well. I put on the WhatsApp group some mustard seeds, but I didn't find with... Oh, we should have... Ari has. Ari could... Yeah, right. So they actually come in, you know, I suppose, with the stalks to bundle them. Otherwise, he'd just have a pot of them. So Amalei, and he said to him, Mahu lefruchi. Am I able to, like, crack them open? Unmechel and eat minaihu from them on Yom Tov. Basically, can I? Right. So he's asking a question of dosh over here. This is basically peeling them, yeah, or like, you know, depodding, right? So lo have a biyada. He didn't know the answer. So what did he do? Also, he came. This is the rov. Lekami de rov. He went to ask rova a shaila. So Rava answered to him. He says, "Moilalin melilos, you're allowed to do." So the question I got this is what is it? Roll opens.
We've had this before.
Yeah, with moilalin melilos. Well, it comes up. So you know, people make cigarettes. They make roll ups. So this is the opposite. This is a roll open. So moilalin melilos, you can roll opens. With your fingers or with your hands. I actually had a demonstration for Rav Carmel once from the son of Rav, forgot his first name, from the son of Rav Aryeh Carmel. He did Malilus practical hands on. So you can do the roll opens, and also you can mefarchin, you can crack open your kitnios, your beans. But here it means bean pods, right? But on Yom Tov we allow you to do such a thing. Okay, so basically, this is one of the things that is permissible on Yom Tov. So Isve Abaye has a kasha to Rava. He's got from a brisa. It says Hamoilel Melilois, somebody who's roll opens, Me Erev Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. So he does that on the roll open on Erev Shabbos. Yelamocha tomorrow he can minafeach. He can blow them. Basically, that's some kind of like refuse over some like a little. Yeah, husks or something like that. Miyad liyad. So Rashi says miyad liyad means basically miyad liyad is klach liyad. Is a shinui, is a lashon of a shinui, miyad liyad. No, that's the next bit. That's yad biyad. We're going to get that. No, he says specifically. So miyad liyad means a shinui. Yeah, v'oichel, and then he can eat. However, aval, you can't use a konoin. Konoin is basically like a funnel, basically halved. In two, like cut down the whatever, and you use it this way. You know, it could be a funnel as well, but it's basically, it works like that. Kind of agitate it, and some of it falls out, and some it goes to the spout. Below the tamchui is like a big bowl or something that's like right, the gold. You know, people used to search for gold in the past. Used to have this big thing, and they used to shake it around and whatever. So it's a pan for us. It's like a kind of selecting pan. Okay. Batamchui. Okay, now, Moilel Melilo is somebody who's roll opening. Also, look at this, right? So, this is the point of here. Me'erev Yom Tov, right? Also, you do your roll opening on Erev Yom Tov. Lamacha, we're more lenient. Is here, this is Menefeach. You're allowed to like blow away the chaff or whatever. Aliad, Aliad. So, Rashi says Aliad, Aliad means little by little, a little bit. Bit by. Yeah. And you're allowed to eat then, yeah. The filo you can even use over here, this konon, this, let's call it this half funnel. The filo batamchuya, a pan, yeah. A val, but you can't use a tabla. A tabla is, I forgot to look up, that's some kind of special large quantity bore implement. Below the nafa, that's kind of a sieve, and a kavara, that's some kind of sieve or something like that. Basically, Rashi explains why, because these you do a large amount. So since you normally select large amounts, it looks like you're doing it for after Yom Tov. So there's maybe like Morris Ein or something, so you can't do that. Boreh is permissible on Yom Tov, is that right? But, yeah, it's seemingly, yeah, right. So now, End of Brisa. So now comments. This is the kasha. This is the point focusing on the kasha. Me'er of Yom Tov. It said you can do the rolling open, right? In you, that you're allowed to do, but Yom Tov lo. On Yom Tov you can't do it. Kasha on Rava. So answers Rava. The filu tema be Yom Tov. No, really, you can roll open on Yom Tov, and also you could also crack open your pods. Yeah. But I did a Tana Reisha, since that it taught in the Reisha with regards to the Shabbos section of the rolling open, it says Me'er of Shabbos. So therefore it was Tana also, the Sefer Nami, Me'er of Yom Tov, just to keep things symmetrical, nice and straightforward. But really, actually, you would be allowed to roll open on Yom Tov itself. Okay, that's fine. Great. It could be this is why the sugya is over here now. But that, ask the Gemara. In came, if that's the case though, Metzino, we find it comes out truma, that there's going to be truma shazakai that you're allowed to baharamosa. You're allowed to take trumas and maisros on Yom Tov, because basically once you get to this stage, if you're doing a roll open, right, you're basically bringing these seeds out into now making them edible. This is like gemar malacha, and that would mean now comes the chiyuv of trumas and maisros, and therefore if you want to, obviously saying you can do it and you can eat them, right, so he's going to have to take truma now. And we said before, everybody agreed, even Rabbi Yossi, you can't take truma on Yom Tov. Right, maybe, sending it, maybe. You know what I mean? We'll make all of that, but what was going on up here? According to, if his rabbis allowing him to do this, he's going to end up, he's actually going to have to take trumas and maizos and Yom Tov. How can you do such a thing? But Tanan, and our Mishnah, yeah, lo imamartem, not if you, right, this was the discussion between a little bit, Shammai, but truma she'eino zakai b'haramosa, direct quote from the Mishnah, you're not allowed to take truma on Yom Tov, kasha. Answer the Gemara, low kasha. It's not really a kasha. Why? Because we're going to bring another opinion in, an even more lenient opinion. Yeah? Ha Rebbe, that Brisa over there that said you can take truma, basically, you can take truma on Yom Tov, yeah, is Rebbe. And that is our Mishnah, is Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, the Tanya. So we're going to basically see this machlokis that, right, Hichnis, a person brought into his house, Shabalim are like the, you know, let's call it the heads of the wheat. You know, the furry bit on the top or whatever. Okay, I can't find what the name is for those, what they call them. La'asoyis mehem isa. In order for the sake to make for them isa, yeah, you want to make from them dough. You're going to, I suppose, after Yom Tov, you're going to grind them, and you're going to make dough. An oichel mehen arai. You're allowed to eat from them. Arai. You can eat from them. All right, means like you can nibble from them. Basically, it's only also to once something hasn't had gemar malacha, basically, it's not ready for trumas and right maizos, then you're allowed to nibble from them in certain circumstances. You've got to be careful about this, whatever. But a potter is potter with trumas and maizos. Now that was in the case where you brought this wheat in for the sake of making at some point to bring it into to make it into flour. Now, but what happens if your intent, man, means this is bringing the hichnis? If you brought in, yeah, this wheat, lemoilalon b'memilois, yeah, to do these roll opens, yeah. Now, and that's basically this is the last stage of them over here, right? So this could be fall under gemar malacha over here, right? Because he's relating, Adkan he's doing, yeah? So Rebbe says it's chayiv in trumas and maizos over here. Sin is because you're not doing the norm with them. You're not using it to make flour, right? You're gonna eat them now, you're gonna eat your seeds, maybe you're gonna roast them, you're gonna have the clayot, the roasted grains or whatever. You're gonna eat these, you're gonna pop them in, you're gonna snack, gnash on them instead of your garanim, whatever. So he says you're gonna have to take trumas and maizos. So this is the opinion that says you take trumas and maizos on Yom Tov. Right, it comes the Gemara Malach and he takes Shemesh and Maizos, and that is the person who said the price before. So therefore, you can moil and milios on Yom Tov. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said it is poita. He says no, because the general rule is like this. It says in the Torah, it says digonecho, yeah, that it's got to be a dog, and Rashi says that's like a pile. We're going to get into that, and therefore, in fact, let's do that now. No, let's do the next bit. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Nami. That was the end of the brayso, though. By the way, right now, so we basically just said this Moily Melilos, yeah, is done on. We said you can even do it on Yom Tov, and you're gonna have to take Truma because it's Gemar Malacha. True, that's like Rabbi, right? But our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, right? Who holds that you can't take Truma on Yom Tov. So therefore, and he's going to hold that there's no chiyuv of trumas and maestras because he's a weirdo. Roll opens are weirdos, and the normal thing is you do, you pack it up and you bit piles of it. Now, but then the Gemara asks, yeah, Ulu Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. According to Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, now in Mishkachasla, you can also have a case where you will be hired to take trumas and maestras if you want to partake of them on Yom Tov. Like, go in an example, this is the case. Shehichni Shabalim. He brought in Shabalim, right, in order to make an Isa. That's the norm, right? So therefore, the Gemara. So therefore, there's a chiyuv of trumas and maestras on these things, right? Because he intended to use them for the norm to make flour out of them, and therefore there's right. But then he says, you know what? The nimlach. He changed his mind. Alehem lemoilulun beyontiv. In order to said, you know what? I'm going to do the roll opens with these. You know what? For now, seeing as he intended them for the norm, and seeing as now he's got to the final stage, yeah, for some over here, he would also have to take Trumas and Maestros on them, and therefore that would be the case, then he would also have to take Trumas and Maestros on Yom Tov. So we see that everyone's got to take Trumas and Maestros on Yom Tov. So what's going on with the Mishnah? Right? Because basically. Tevela is Lashon Tevel. Tevel is when something is mixed up and it needs to take Trumas and Maestros. Sorry. Okay. But Yomei means on its day, means the Chiyuv of Tevel that comes on its day. Therefore, in order to partake it, you're going to have to take Trumas and Maestros. And therefore, you have to take Trumas and Maestros on Yom Tov. Yeah? Ella, my Truma. Oh, so then we say, you know what? Good point. So Ella, my Truma. When it says Truma in our Mishnah, we're changing the Mishnah over here, means, yeah, Rov Truma. Yeah, it means you can't take Trumas and Maestros most of the time on Yom Tov. There are certain exceptions with the people like, say, one who does the roll opens. Maybe he would. But you don't take Trumas and Maestros on Yom Tov, and that is the answer. We're going to stop there because.
Where's that word Truma related to in Mishnah?
The word Truma is a direct quote. If you look on the bottom, if you look at the Mishnah, it says Truma. But if you just want to get there quickly, look on the bottom line of Yud Beis Amud Beis. When we asked the kasher, it says v'tanan. Yeah, it says v'tanan. Imam Artem b'truma shein zaken b'harim asa. Right, it says in the Mishnah that you can't take truma on Yom Tov. You see that? That was a quote of the Mishnah, and that was the kasher. We're saying now this is not really when we said that we were changing it. We said what does it mean you can't take truma? It means rove truma you can't take. But obviously there's always exceptions to the rule.